Welcome back to My Comfort Show, a podcast where every 2 weeks I chat about the TV show Gilmore Girls and the joys of watching it for the very first time. My name is Mia and I'm your host. Hey guys, I hope you all are doing really well. I really can't believe that this is the last episode of season one, but I'm very, very excited to talk about this episode. I think overall it was full of unexpected things, some good, some not as good. But overall, I really enjoyed watching it. I had a fun time, and there were a lot of really beautiful visuals and colors. And this episode, Love, Daisies, and Troubadours, it aired on May 10th, 2001, so it has a very spring theme, which, of course, I'll get into more later. But yeah, let's just jump right into it. I'm very excited. So last episode, we talked about how Lorelai and Max got back together and Rory had found out about it. I guess they got back together a few episodes earlier, but Rory only found out about it last episode, and she got really upset that Lorelai hadn't told her about it, and she ran away to her grandparents' house. Meanwhile, Lorelai had confronted Dean in the market, and that's when she found out that Dean broke up with Rory because she didn't say I love you back to him. And I have to say, I really like how both of those two big plot points from last episode are continued in this episode, and we don't really, it's not like there's very much that's left unanswered, which I like, because I feel like a lot of times, I must have mentioned this a few times earlier, but I noticed with this show, there are a lot of episodes where they'll explore some romance, or the first example that comes to mind is when Lorelai and Max got back together, or when they were together. It would be like one episode, they would be calling each other and hanging out, and then for two episodes, we just wouldn't hear from Max at all, and then I was kind of left wondering why that is, and yeah, just in general, I felt like some plot lines were just not continued at the pace that I wish they were and were kind of left hanging for some reason. But yeah, I don't know if that bothers you all. It didn't bother me too much, but it's just something I noticed. And yeah, I liked how in the season finale, it really felt like we wrapped things up and we got closure and some exciting things happening with a lot of the storylines that I really enjoyed. Whew, okay. So we start out and Luke is fixing the porch outside, and he actually wakes up Lorelai and Rory because he's doing this at 6:30 in the morning, which is fun and cute, but I definitely was wondering, why is he doing all of this? It doesn't seem like easy work. There's one point when he was hanging off the roof and Lorelai was standing under him and he was holding a hammer, and I was so scared that he was going to drop the hammer. It just looked so unsafe. But we find out later why he is fixing all these things. And regardless, throughout the whole first half of the episode, he's busy fixing up things, working on things inside Lorelai's home, outside Lorelai's home, and he's spending a lot of his time there, which is a big point. So now we go to the inn, and both Michelle and Suki are suffering from ennui. And Suki made these amazing cakes. I just had to bring it up because it was so beautiful. I mean, I really could sense that they put in an extra, an extra 200% for this season finale, because it was really beautiful. There were stunning cakes everywhere, all over the kitchen, and they really, I mean, you can tell they took a little bit of extra time for this episode, and I really loved it. So we learned that the opposite of ennui is off-we. The more you know. Now, back at home, Rory finds the cardboard box with all of Dean's memorabilia that Lorelai had stashed in the closet, if you guys remember. I'm sure you do. You've watched this show billions of times, I'm sure. But so Rory's not initially pleased about finding this box Which I totally understand. Honestly, I wanted to ask you guys how you felt about this, because Lorelai defends herself as to why she didn't throw away the box. And she says something like, well, I put it with my box that's full of Max's stuff, and sometimes it's nice to just remember things that happened in the past. And I agree. I mean, I think I just don't like how Lorelai did what Rory didn't want, because if I remember correctly, Rory wanted all that stuff thrown out, and it just doesn't really sit right with me that Lorelai would just completely go against what Rory wanted and what Rory felt would make her feel the best. And yeah, I hope I'm putting that in an elegant way, but you know, because as we see the consequences of it, I mean, honestly, the consequences are really big, because we do see what happens with Rory and Dean at the end of the episode. But Rory takes this cardboard box, and what else are you gonna do? She goes through it and she looks at everything. She looks at the cornstarch. She looks at the dress that she wore to the dance when she went with him, and she's getting really sentimental. There's all this sentimental music playing in the background, and that, for me, just immediately set up this idea of, I mean, she's gonna, if not get back together with him, she's going to go and find him and talk to him and try to get some closure somehow, which I don't know if that's maybe the best thing to do. But I'm very curious how you all felt, or if you felt like Lorelai did the right thing in keeping the box for her. Also, for some reason, I feel like I'm getting out of breath. I don't know why. So Rory, as we were talking about, she ends up going to the market on a day when she knows Dean is working. So as I was saying, she was inspired by this cardboard box and all of its contents to find Dean and talk to him. And so she's walking with Lane before she goes into the market, and Lane gets all excited thinking that this means that Rory and Dean are going to get back together. I think Lane is excited about Rory and Dean getting back together, but she's also excited that Rory seems out of her depression and out of this storm cloud that was the breakup with Dean. And I think she says something like, I'm just so happy that I get my friend back, because Rory is finally okay with going places where she knows Dean is going to be there. But of course, she does have this extra motive, in the sense that she does want to see Dean in the hopes of maybe getting back together with him. So I really did like Lane in this scene a lot. And also, so when Rory goes into the market, I thought this is really funny. She's going through the market, she's looking for Dean, and she actually bumps into Taylor, who owns the market. And Taylor thinks that Rory's going to shoplift. He says, you have 3 out of 6 characteristics, or something like that, or 4 out of 8 characteristics of what it takes to be a shoplifter. You're alone, you're nervous, you're meandering. And I thought that was really funny, because first of all, I don't know if you all can relate, but sometimes when I go into a store and then I don't end up buying anything, I just feel so self-conscious that they're gonna think I'm stealing. I don't know why, but maybe someone else out there can relate to that. Especially if you're meandering, isn't that what you do in a store? You're meandering around, you're looking for what you would want to buy. And the fact that that apparently means I might be shoplifting, which, that's just too much. So, oh, and then on top of that, Lane goes up to Rory. She says, yeah, but you have shoplifted there. So anyway, Rory realizes that there's another guy working in Dean's spot in the market, and she takes that to mean that Dean has moved on. He's found someone else. He's dating someone else. And that's why he's not in his usual routine anymore. Which, I mean, this whole scene just took a turn, right? Because Rory had hoped to go in there, find Dean, talk to him, and make things right again. But now she's left with all these questions, and then she just kind of starts spiraling and assuming that he's with someone else now, which is very high school, but at the same time, it's just, I don't know, if you can just turn on a dime like that so quick, and the minute something is wrong, you assume that Dean is already with someone else, he's already moved on, forgotten about you, then it doesn't feel right that she would keep pining for him throughout this episode. I just want more for her. I want her to have something better. Speaking of something, well, not better, but much worse, Tristan asks Rory out on a date to go to a PJ Harvey concert. And I had to look up who she is. As we find out later in the episode, PJ Harvey is a woman, and her name is Polly Jean Harvey. She's an English alt-rock musician and singer, and I thought that was really cool. I like the, maybe obscure is not the right word, but I like these more indie artists that Gilmore Girls has gotten me more aware of, I guess. And, well, I mean, obviously Rory turns him down, but he's really awful in this episode, really bad. I mean, both him and Dean are really bad in this episode because Tristan ends up lying and tells Paris and her crew that Rory said yes to the date. And this turns into a whole mess because Paris is super upset. As we know, Paris has been in love with Tristan since forever. And Paris is going to direct all her anger at Rory because, as we know, Paris had opened up to Rory about having a crush on Tristan for the longest time, and now Rory is turning her back on that and betraying her friend. And we'll get back to that whole fight later on when it comes back again, but we got a really small interlude from Patty's ballet class featuring Swan Lake, which is way too dark for these kids. I really like how she was narrating it, and it was so dramatic and dark, and these poor little kids are just trying to dance. Rachel comes across Lorelai on the street, and Rachel tells her that she noticed Luke is spending a lot of time at Lorelai's house. And Lorelai assures her that he's just there to fix a bunch of stuff on her porch, her roof, and then when he fell off the roof, he had to fix the porch again, and Lorelai really assures her that's all it is, it's nothing more. And I mean, I appreciated this scene because it's planting the seeds for Rachel starting to get a little bit cautious about Lorelai and Luke's friendship. And I don't know how to read Lorelai in this episode, especially leading up, I mean, especially in the scenes with her and Luke, because I don't know, I feel like it's so obvious that Luke likes Lorelai in a way that's more than just a friend, and Lorelai seems so clueless about it, but then there are times when I feel like Lorelai does have those feelings for him again, so it feels sort of inconsistent, and I don't know how much of it is Lorelai trying to push down or cover up her true feelings for Luke, or if she really doesn't even realize those feelings herself. So let me know if you feel like you understand what Lorelai is going through, if you can explain why she's behaving differently in different scenes, if that makes sense. Speaking of which, Luke broke into Lorelai's house And this is fun because Lorelai, she grabs this umbrella and she's ready to whack someone with it because she hears someone upstairs. And when Luke finally comes around the corner in the hallway and she realizes it's him, I mean, even after she realizes that it's him, she hits him with the umbrella anyway, which I thought that was very funny. If anything, it felt like something that two friends would do. And anyway, so Luke explains that he's spending so much time at Lorelai's house because, as it turns out, it's very suffocating for him to be living with Rachel. As we know, he recently moved in with Rachel and they're living together, and we know Luke to be a very independent person, and he doesn't seem very into companionship, or at least not in this way where it seems like he and Rachel, they moved in really quick, and he's not used to that. He's not used to the milk in the fridge being in a different place from where he put it and things like that. I thought this is a really sweet scene, and it's not every day that we get to see Luke opening up about something that's been bothering him. And I think it's also not every day that we see someone just voicing their discomforts or things that are bothering them about their relationship. And I really like that because it makes it feel more real, and it's not some kind of storybook romance 100% of the time. Meanwhile, Rory stops by at Dean's house. And if I remember correctly, we've never seen Dean's house before. And I don't know if it was just me, but it was a lot nicer than I expected. I mean, I've lived in apartments my whole life. So every time I see a house on TV or in real life in movies, I always think, oh my God, that's huge. It just seemed very tall and very big. But I also remember Dean being painted as this guy who's from a less fortunate family, and he recently moved to the town, so as we said, he's this outsider. And I don't know if they explicitly said this, but I assumed that he was from a less fortunate family. But anyway, Rory goes up to the door, and Dean's sister opens the door. And Rory has this very awkward, uncomfortable conversation with the sister, saying that she's a Girl Scout, she's not wearing her uniform because they don't do that anymore, and it was very uncomfortable. And the whole time I was thinking, what would Rory have done if Dean had opened the door? Because once Dean does come down and he's curious who's at the door, Rory runs off before he can even see her. So it just made me wonder, what would she have done if Dean were there? And the next scene, Max, Lorelai, and Rory, they go to the town meeting. I really like seeing the three of them as this little family. I think they get along really well. And they bring all this food, I think it's some kind of fast food, hot dogs, to the town meeting where no one else is eating food. And at this meeting, the town, they discuss the town troubadour. In other words, he's the guy who plays the guitar on the street corners. I mean, I have to admit, I was wondering who this guy was because he has shown up in previous episodes. And I like the idea that he's this troubadour, which feels very old-fashioned. I mean, I think that is probably from medieval times. And Taylor, who's running this meeting, he shuts down the troubadour's argument. Which I didn't mention, by the way, but the troubadour is complaining that there's this other guy who plays guitar on the street corners and who's stealing his thunder, pretty much. And Taylor shuts him down, and Rory ends up coming to his defense. And she stands up in front of the whole town in this meeting, and she gives a speech about how, well, some people have trouble expressing how they feel with words. So if you have this gift to write a song about it, then you should be free to do so. I guess, and that's her way of defending the original troubadour and saying that, I guess, that he deserves to have his own place and no one should be stealing his thunder, I guess. And of course, Dean is sitting in the back and he hears everything. And his sister is sitting there too. And his sister says, "That's a Girl Scout who came to our house." And Dean is confused. But I think he gets it. He puts all the pieces together. And he takes her speech to mean that she, I mean, what I think she's saying is that she did love him, but she doesn't know how to express those feelings with words. And that's why she just completely froze when he said, "I love you," to her. And I think she wants some kind of do-over or some chance to make it right. So, meanwhile, Luke is not at this town meeting. He is at the diner, or he goes to the diner, and he catches Rachel there, and Rachel is ready to leave town. I thought this was really surprising, because if I remember correctly, in one of the previous episodes, she was saying that she wanted to stay, and I guess now she's getting really nervous about Lorelai and Luke's relationship, because she explains to him, she says, "I think there's another woman in this picture, and it's Lorelai." And Luke, what's interesting is that Luke doesn't even say much to defend himself. He doesn't even say, "Lorelai's just a friend." He can't even deny that. And so Rachel just decides to pack up and leave. Which is really unfortunate. I mean, it's unfortunate because it doesn't feel 100% in line with Rachel's character. I think she'd never seemed like the type to get self-conscious when there's another woman who might be getting close to her boyfriend. But I guess it might make sense because we know that Rachel is the type to always want to move around. She's left Luke before, so I can see the reasoning there. Did anyone else feel like she looked like Kim Possible in this scene? Anyway, back at school, Paris is back to her usual cold self, but as I was explaining earlier, it does feel justified because she feels really betrayed by Rory. And she says to Rory that she got really comfortable around her. She let her guard down, which she believes Rory used to her advantage to get with Tristan and make Paris feel really bad. It also seems like Paris is using some kind of form of academic revenge because she tells Rory that she just became the editor for the school paper and she already delegated all her friends to all the good spots. So Rory is left with writing articles about boring things, I guess, parking spaces, things like that. So later that night, Lorelai is getting ready for a date, presumably with Max. And to her surprise, it's Luke at the door. Max actually does come in a bit later, and when Max is standing there, Luke gets really competitive. I think they both do, but I was kind of surprised about Luke in this scene. I'm trying to put myself in the headspace of where Luke was at in this moment, because to be fair, he was just dumped by his girlfriend, pretty much. And his girlfriend told him that it was primarily because of Lorelai. So I can understand that Luke would be feeling more hostile toward Lorelai. But somehow he took it out on Max more, which I thought was really weird. And Luke was saying, Oh yeah, I'm here because I've been doing a lot of little things around the house for Lorelai, if you didn't know. And Max seemed really nervous as well, and they just it was a weird dynamic. So, where am I? Yeah, and they both. Oh yes, okay. So then Luke leaves, and Max and Lorelai get to talking, and of course Max. I mean, after seeing this interaction between Lorelai and Luke, and Max was standing right there, he thinks that Lorelai and Luke had something between them, or they might have, I don't know, they might have been romantically involved when Max and Lorelai had broken up for that short period of time. And this gets them into this sort of argument, or it's a really fun scene to watch. It has so much energy. And Max is saying, "Well, I assume that you have been seeing other guys while we were broken up, because I've been seeing other women while we were broken up." And then Lorelai says, "Well, all I did was sleep with Rory's dad." And then Max says, "Well, I was sleeping with a lot of people and everything." I mean, I love watching them go back and forth, and their voice volume gets louder and louder, and there's so much energy, and everything comes to a head when Max says, "Let's just get married." This is very shocking for me. I definitely didn't expect it to happen so soon. And I also think that, yeah, I mean, I agree with Lorelai. So what Lorelai says right after that is a proposal should be, I mean, I don't want to accept this proposal if it comes right after this argument, because it really felt like it just came out of nowhere, and they were in the middle of a fight, and she doesn't know whether he really meant it or if it just came out in the height of all this emotion. And I agree. I think I didn't really know how sincere it was, and whether this is really what something that he had been planning for a while, or something that he had been wanting for a while. But Lorelai also says that a proposal needs to be more extravagant. It needs to have 1,000 yellow daisies and a horse. And she's upset that he asked her in such a casual manner. And as I was saying, it just seemed like it came out of the height of emotion, and she wasn't sure whether he really meant it. She wanted it to be more special. But he does agree. He thinks that she deserves a better proposal, implying that he'll ask her again, probably. And I like how, well, I really like how it comes full circle, and we finally see the way that he ends up asking her for real. And I love that, but we'll get to it. And yeah, they just leave and they go out on their date in a much better mood. And that de-escalated very quickly, I thought. Back at school, Tristan gets upset at Rory for saying no to her date, or to the date, because the tickets cost him a fortune. And Rory points out that his father paid for it. They cost your daddy a fortune, which is such a cringy line. I couldn't help but laugh. Before they can say much else, though, she sees Dean outside of her school. And Dean, it's funny because Dean really looks like he just pulled up in some random part of the courtyard of the school in his big truck, and he looks really pissed off because he sees Tristan talking to Rory. And I'm sort of laughing now, but honestly, this was intense. It was very intense, and he looks very tough and upset, and he sees Tristan talking to Rory. He assumes, oh, as soon as she's talking to some other guy, she must be with someone else already. And he's really, really upset. And then Rory says, "I love you, you idiot." And then the music starts and Dean goes over to her and they start kissing for like 5 whole minutes. And Tristan's watching them in the background. And this, I mean, I'm still trying to figure out, I'm still trying to process all of this because, to be totally honest, I somewhat knew that this scene was going to happen just because I know that, well, a lot of you guys have told me that Dean is really not your favorite. And over the course of these episodes, I've been getting there. I'm pretty much right there with you. I do remember that some of you guys mentioned this, but also on Reddit, I know this is a common scene that people like to bring up as to why they don't like Dean. And now that I've watched it and I've thought about it, I'm really surprised that this is where they went with it. I think because it's interesting how earlier in the episode we saw Rory and Lane talking and how Rory was getting really nervous about how she thought Dean was already with someone else and how that made her really sad. And it's just interesting how Dean is pretty much the mirror image of that, where now in this scene, Dean thinks that Rory is with someone else because he sees her with Tristan. But his reaction is so much more violent, and it doesn't come from this place of sadness. It's like he just completely lashes out and he's very aggressive. And then somehow her saying, "I love you," is gonna make it all okay. It's, yeah. I don't mean to overanalyze everything, but this is just me telling you how much I agree with all of you who told me you don't like Dean. And as I was saying at the start of this episode, there were some things that got resolved, some storylines that I was very happy about, and others that I really wasn't. And this is pretty much at the bottom of my list. I think, if anything, I am uncomfortable with how the music cues, especially when they were kissing in front of the school in this scene, it played it off as if it was this romantic thing. And then at the end, when Rory is running to her mom and wants to tell her the good news, I just don't agree with that happy emotion. So speaking of happy emotions, let's talk about something better. Lorelai goes to the inn and she walks into a room filled with yellow daisies, and it's so beautiful. I really like how they revealed it, actually, because they take a few seconds before they show us the daisies, and I love how that just builds up all the anticipation, and you know that she's looking at a room full of daisies. We're looking at her looking at the room, but we can't see it yet. And once we do, it's beautiful. I love yellow, anything yellow. That was my favorite color for the longest time, and I still feel like anytime I wear yellow, it really brightens my mood. Also, I wanted to mention that I was reading this fun fact about this scene, which I think is pretty well known, so forgive me if you already know it, but there are apparently way more than just 1,000 daisies in that room, because the show's creator was saying that they originally put 1,000 yellow daisies in there, but it looked really sparse, because, you know, daisies are pretty small flowers anyway. So apparently they had to put, I think it was something like tens of thousands or multiple thousands of daisies in that room. And regardless, I don't even care how accurate it is, because I agree. I think if it looked sparse, it wouldn't look good at all. And I love how it really filled the room and it was gorgeous. So one thing that I did think was very unique was that Max wasn't there. And I think with proposals, a lot of the time we imagine that the other person will be there. But because of how unconventional this proposal went, and how it is kind of like the second official proposal, I guess, that Max gave to Lorelai in this episode. He ends up talking to her on the phone while she's sitting among all the daisies. And I really like what he said. He said that he wanted to clarify that he didn't propose because they were fighting. He proposed because he loves her. And he says that he's studied literature all his life about all these lovesick characters who never act on their emotions, and they live life with all these regrets, and how he basically vows to never be that kind of person. And he wants to, if he loves something, he wants it to be known. And I thought it was very sweet. How do you all feel about their relationship and how we've gotten to this point ever since the beginning of their relationship? Because I like how unconventional their, I guess, how his proposal was and how they got this do-over. I thought that was very cool. I was just thinking, though, that I wonder whether they're actually going to get married, or if it's going to, I don't know, if they're going to break it off before the marriage. I can't really see why they would break up, because they do seem like they're in a really good place right now. If anything, I wonder if Luke is somehow going to, in the same way that Lorelai was a factor in Luke and Rachel's breakup, I wonder if Luke is going to be a factor in Lorelai and Max's breakup. I hope not. But yeah, I'm just making some little predictions. And yeah, pretty much the last scene is Lorelai trying to contain herself, trying to not tell people what happened, but she's just so excited. So she gives a daisy to all of her friends, pretty much. She gives a daisy to Luke. Luke has no idea what's going on. And outside, she and Rory, they see each other from far away, and they're both so excited, and they each want to tell each other their exciting news. How Rory got back together with Dean, and then how Lorelai said yes to Max's proposal. So, yeah, they just start running towards each other, and that's pretty much where we end. Yeah, I think my overall thoughts on this episode, as I was saying, I really enjoyed it. I think, in general, I'm not usually one to rewatch season finales of shows that I enjoy, because I think season finales are usually the most dramatic and most sentimental. They have a lot more emotions than usual, and I find that if I'm going to rewatch an episode, it'll be one that's more fun. And so, yeah, I think I was just trying to think back to all the episodes that I've talked about in season one. And I also, as I was saying, I kind of look at my listens and how many listens each episode got. And I use that as a way of determining which Gilmore Girls episodes are the most popular among you guys. And the Paris is Burning episode is really by far one of my most listened to episodes. I don't think it has anything to do with me. I think it's legitimately people really like that Gilmore Girls episode, and that's why they choose to listen to my podcast about it. And thinking back to that, when I really enjoyed that episode as well. And yeah, I really don't have much else to say other than I'm excited to get into season two. I just wanted to give you a little heads up. I plan to take a little break before I do season two, just to focus on some other stuff. I want to focus on music, and I think before jumping into a new season, I also just want to clear my head and be totally ready for something new. And yeah, so stay tuned. I still have my Instagram at @mycomfortshow, where I'll be letting you know when I plan on putting out season two. So yeah, you can follow me there. And you can always email me. And yeah, I love you guys. I'm really, really happy about season one. I'm so glad that I've been doing this, and I hope you're enjoying it too. So talk soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of My Comfort Show. If you're enjoying it so far, I would love it if you gave me a rating on Apple Podcasts. It makes me really happy. You can also find me on Instagram at My Comfort Show. I look forward to talking again in 2 weeks. Bye!